Old and in the Way Sisters. Laugh and learn with me, Janet.
And me, Nancy. The Bitchin' Sisters.
We're growing old in a new world with skyrocketing costs, crazy fashions, changing norms, and with limited time back.
Don't say that. Yes. We'll entertain you and inform you as long as we can.
You're sounding desperate.
Let's look back at how it was and ahead to what's coming. Do you ever wonder what your life would be like if you had made a different choice? I was reading a book the other day that got me thinking how throughout our entire life we make choices that affect the rest of our lives, like whether we go to this college or that one, whether we enter this profession or a different one, a marriage proposal that we said no to, or even a place we decided to live versus one we chose not to. And the reason I was thinking about all this was because I had just finished reading a book called The Midnight Library by Matt Haig.
I think I listened to part of that, yeah.
And the main character, Nora, she ends up in a library with hundreds of books all about just her. And each book contains the story of her life if she had made this particular choice over the one she actually chose. So she gets to choose a book. She actually chooses quite a few of them. And she experiences her life as if she made that choice. And so in one book, Nora gets to see what her life would have been like if she had not turned down the man who had proposed to her. And in another book, she tries out a profession that she turned away from. There are lots of books that she delves into, but she only gets to remain in the one that she truly is happy with. I'm not going to tell you the ending.
The one that she's truly happy with?
Yeah.
She goes through all these books and then she says, oh, this is the one.
Yeah.
And that's her life.
And that's her life then. She only gets to do it once. So, and there's, you know, I haven't told you hardly any of the story. It's a good read. And she's a psychology major, so it's interspersed with her philosophical views, and it makes you reflect on your own life. So I found that being so very old now,
yes. Bye, cracky,
that I was able to take a really hard look at many of
the crucial choices
that have shaped my life. And as I reflect on the outcomes of those choices, I am asking myself, would I make the same choice?
Hmm.
And you know, I've always referred to the first 40 years of my life as the stupid years.
Really?
All because of the naive choices I made. I don't think it would have mattered, whatever the choice I made. I still would have made a mess of my life because I was so naive about life. Kind of like one of the many fawns I see in my backyard without a mom. Not that I didn't have a mom, but they just make all these mistakes and they don't really have anybody to guide them. I don't know where their mother is. Other people, I'm sure, didn't have to go through all those stupid years to mature. Still, I had my son, and I would never want to go back and make a different choice that resulted in his absence, that's for sure. Some people live other people's dreams too, not their own. For Nora, she helped her husband achieve his dream of owning and operating a bar. And actually, I couldn't help but think of Michelle Obama, who supported her husband as he ran the country for 8 years. And she's now trying to get back to achieving her own dreams.
So I hear.
Yeah. And as for myself, you know, my first husband was a sculptor, and he enjoyed his craft while I worked to support us. I'm pretty sure that wasn't a dream of mine.
Yeah. We find that out.
Yeah, we do. And at what point do we stand up for ourselves and pursue our own dreams, and at what cost? These are choices we all make in life, and whichever one you make, you're going to go down one path and not know where the other would have taken you. We also make choices, I find, based on our needs. Psychologists tell us that those whose moms abandon them usually don't elect to have children themselves. And daughters who don't get much attention from their dads look for that fulfillment from a man that they would marry.
That would be me.
Yeah, that would be me. And those who moved all the time growing up, such as military families, are prone to settle in one area for life. And in Nora's case in the book, her father wanted her to fulfill her his own desire to win, 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 but she quit swimming during her Olympic tryouts because it wasn't in her. She didn't want to compromise who she was for the sake of winning.
Yeah.
And for myself, I sought, like you said, a father figure as a mate, someone who would continue to take care of me.
Yeah, my first husband played golf like my father. Oh, oh, he'll approve of Jean, yes, yes. But no.
It was only, for me, it was only when I started to find my strength in myself that I realized the relationship wasn't going to work out. How about for you?
We had other problems. Okay. We won't go into them here.
Okay. Well, I made a choice. I read a book that you sent me.
Yes.
On Maria Montessori. And out of that came a lifetime achievement of becoming a Montessori teacher through a correspondence course, because we didn't have computers then. Imagine that. Then I worked at a Montessori school, and I found I loved it. And then I started creating more Montessori schools, and then I mentored teachers. I found my path, and I never looked back. In essence, I turned the stupid years into years of passion, something that fulfilled me as a person.
Mm-hmm.
So if I had read that book, I'm pretty sure I would have stayed with that book.
Good. Because that's where you are.
Yeah. In the end, Nora and I realized in our old age that it's not the path you choose so much as the way you choose to respond to the results of that choice that matters. Whatever path you're on, there's going to be good experiences and bad ones. That's life. What matters is how you choose to handle them. Do you make note of all the happiness in your life on a daily basis? I don't do that too much. Does your maturity level help you understand the other person or situation so you can deal with it more sensibly? Yeah, I think it does. And does the experience help you see your own vulnerabilities and change how you respond to them? As we age, we hopefully have greater understanding and maturity in our thoughts and actions and words. And here in my old age is a lesson to those younger than me. My body is starting to dictate to me what choices I can and cannot make anymore.
No.
Yeah, imagine that.
Right.
Say that I want to learn how to sail a yacht.
I don't think so.
I don't have the nimble body parts anymore to do that. Or I'd like to go back to school, but my memory is starting to decline.
And you decided to park down below so you wouldn't crash into our fence this time.
Yeah, yeah. My driving skills aren't increasing. They're decreasing. So my opportunities to go down some paths is dwindling. Still, I find appealing choices in less arduous ventures. I learned to knit when I retired. I became a mentor of teachers instead of spending all day in the classroom. I have a friend who took up oil painting and learned to play the guitar. Another started playing pickleball. One is even retrieving golf balls as a side job.
Not for me.
Well, we know our limits. You see, yeah. You can pursue whatever paths you want. The world awaits, and there are many books, so to speak, with your life stories in them of the choices you did not make. But choose a path as wisely as you can. Weigh the pros and cons and your inherent needs and whether you're truly pursuing your dreams or those of another. And if you discover it was an unsuitable path, like we did,
get out.
Turn it around and make a different choice while there's still time. I'm hoping this podcast reaches out to you and makes you consider the choices you've made and how this long, winding trail has turned out for you. Are you happy with your life that's almost over? Did the choices you made along the way pan out the way you hoped? What if you made another choice?
No time
Just
for that.
Just keep choosing to listen to us.
Okay.
The
Bitchin' Sisters. We come to you twice a month with new episodes. Some are funny, some are serious, some are just our crazy opinions. I hope you enjoyed our show.
Me too. It's been a pleasure.
Music by Hall and Sidnor.
they seem to be. Sometimes we see just what we want to see, like a nearsighted monkey up a lemon tree, singing, "Oh, bananas here are just for me." Bump, 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 bump. Mama wants, Mama gets. Bump, bump.